Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Doug here with today's host, Pastor Andre, in for Rabbi John Wesley. We want to welcome you to this Saturday's morning's broadcast. This is episode 65. We continue our series discussing building our relationship with intimacy with God. Amen. And so, Pastor Andre, I pass it back over to you for our morning prayer, sir.
Amen. I know it's hard to say different things when we have a different person here, but good morning, everyone. First off, I want to give a quick update that Rabbi John is back home and recovering well. And so I just want to thank everyone for their prayers and thank you for your continued prayers as he continues to restore himself and his soul and his body in this time. So I just want to thank everyone and please encourage you as well to continue lifting up prayer for him. But at this time, we'll go ahead and pray for our discussion today. Heavenly Father, right now we come before you. We thank you so much that you're a good Father. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and tender mercy towards us. Right now we ask for forgiveness of all of our sin, all of our iniquity and transgression, every way we've missed the mark, every way we've twisted or distorted truth, every way we've transgressed and gone beyond the boundaries that you've set for us, Father. We ask for forgiveness. We ask that you truly just purge us clean, Father, and not just us, but we're going backwards, Father, thinking about our forefathers to the third and fourth generation. Thinking about the things that have been done, and in some cases, the things that are still being done. We ask, Lord, for forgiveness right now in Yahushua's name. Father, we actually ask that you cover our children as well, and our grandchildren, for those of us who have great-grandchildren, covering, Father, them from our mistakes and our sins as well. Father, we choose to forgive right now those who have done wrong towards us and have mistreated us. And, Father, right now we submit them to you, Father. We release them in Yahushua's name. Father, right now, we also ask that you go before us today and just be with us, be our peace, be present with us today as we congregate today over this conversation and on this online format. Father, we pray that your presence would be felt and experienced today. We give you praise and we honor you today, Lord, in your son Yahushua's name. Amen. Well, Pastor Doug, at this time, we'll go ahead and pass it to you for the before Torah study blessing.
Amen. Amen. This is awesome. Thank you,
Yah. Blessed are you, Yahuwah, our Yah, King of the universe, who sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to engross ourselves in the words of the Torah. Eres bendecido, Yahuwah, nuestro Dios, Rey del universo, quien nos santificó con sus mandamientos, y nos ordenó absorbernos en las palabras de la Torah.
Amen and amen. So we're actually going to go back and recap our episode 64. We actually discussed maintaining of our fit status. FIT is an acronym that we use. It's called FIT, which is frequency. The I is intensity. T is time. And it's how we, of course, the physical realm would be, you know, how often we go to work out and the intensity of our workout and also how long we spend working out. And then spiritually, we also do how often are we spending time with Yah, with in intimacy with him, and also our intensity, and also how much time we spend in quality time with him. And of course, you get better results physically and spiritually when you are maintaining your relationship, right? So we're building up our relationship with Yah, and it talks about Psalms 1, 1 through 3. I'm going to read that real quick. Psalms 1. I'm going to go there real quick. Psalms 1. I think it's interesting when we, you know, doing with the physical and then applying the spiritual and vice versa. Of course, it shows us where we fall short, but it also gives us a plan, kind of a how to do it in the natural and also how to apply it in the spiritual, right? So in Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit In his season, his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. And so we were discussing how we are going to be firmly planted by exercising this fit, ever growing and being filled up to overflowing. Amen. That's our goal, to be filled where there is no error in us, sort of like Yeshua, where the enemy came in and there was no error in him, because he was full to overflowing. And not to be spiritually complacent, which I have certainly been guilty of, but we maintain the habit of being fit. So we are coming to maturity for fruit to be manifested, full and ripe, putting in the fuel I need, we need, and put in what you want to come out of your own life. So we're walking by the streams of living water. We walk in the light as he is in the light, learning to grow and to endure to produce fruit for every season. And so we looked at 1 John 1, 5 through 7, and that was, I'm going to read, then this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not do the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanses us from all sin. So that is certainly the goal, amen. So we copy the Father, we take a walk with him literally, making time with him today and every day, amen. So now we'd like to continue on with Pastor Andre, who's filling in for Rabbi John. Pastor Andre, I pass it over to you, sir.
Amen. Thank you for that recap. It's such a wonderful reminder, even for myself. And I remember last week I had given everyone the homework. So this week I was trying to get my homework in, and that homework was to literally walk with Yah, to go outside and take a walk and just allow yourself to just to pray, to experience his presence. Because one of the things that we were talking about last week is to know that he is present with us. And a lot of times we just have to acknowledge his presence and to welcome him. We talked about how Adam had a habit of walking with the Father in the cool of the evening. And we also talked about how there are other examples in the Bible of men of God walking with him. It says Enoch walked with God. Later on, it talks about even Noah. It says that Noah walked with God, Genesis 6, verse 9. And so just that simple phrase made me think about not only exercise, as we're talking about fit, frequency, intensity, and time, but really putting in the time and a father-son activity, father-daughter activity through walking. And that component, those components reminded me of the simpleness of building relationship. So I want to talk more about relationship today as it pertains to everything we've discussed before, not only, and also, I should say, to include being prepared for tribulation, the kind of things that we need to be doing on a regular basis to prepare for the things that are going to be taking place soon. So one of the things I wanted to go back and talk about real quick, and Pastor Doug, thank you for reading that scripture again. But the other scripture that we went to that talked about walking was 1 John chapter 1. And I'm just going to read verse 7 real quick, but this is 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. It says this, but if we walk in the light, as he, and this is talking about the Father, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And that right there, that first part of this verse is really what spoke to me last week and something I was meditating on this week. Walking in the light. One of the things I had talked about last week was when we are purposely walking and doing what's right, we know that the Father is there because we are walking in his pleasure, walking in his pleasure, walking in purposely putting our footsteps in the things that we know would give him delight. And the best way it hit me, and I can describe it, is how a father just gets excited about seeing their son mature or their daughter mature and walk in a good way. Recently, I was visiting family, and it gave me delight to see even my nieces and nephews mature in such a godly way and to see them demonstrate good things. It just, the only way I can describe it is like a warm glow that you feel kind of well up inside of you. And that's what we want to experience with the Father. So we must walk in the light. When we have a choice to do right or wrong, and we know that it's one of those things that maybe isn't a temptation, look at it now as saying, I'm going to do something that allows me to walk in my Father's presence. That's one of the things that's really hitting me as we talk about this. So one of the things I also wanted to jump on is the discussion of the intensity and frequency. It's so easy to talk about relationship in these terms, but I want to bring it to another realm that we've talked about before, and that's the love languages. Many of you have heard about the five love languages as described by the author. Let's see if I can remember his name, Gary Chapman. And he gives a list of love languages that each and every person has to some capacity. And it reminds me of in Romans 12, where it talks about when Paul mentions, you know, that God has given each person a measure of faith. And that's every person, believer or non-believer. And so in the same way, I believe we each have measures of these love languages. And we have them in different capacities. And in the same way that we want to develop more spiritual fruit, I believe that we can grow in each one of these different love languages because they are reflecting, each of them reflect our Father's attributes and character. And as we become more like him, there are different ways in which we will grow. We'll still maybe have a more dominant one, but we can grow in different ways. And I want to read the list real quick and then bring it back into discussing relationship, not just with our Father, but with the plurality of Yah. One of the love languages here is words of affirmation, saying supportive things to your partner, acts of service, doing helpful things for your spouse, receiving gifts, giving your partner, your spouse, gifts that tell them you are thinking about them. On here is one of the ones that connects with our fit, quality time, spending meaningful time with your partner, your spouse. And then on here is also physical touch, being close to and caressed by your spouse. Now, all of these have been examined in the aspect of relationship with our spouse. And then sometimes it could be relationship even with family, you know, your children. How do you feel honored and respected by your children? And I take that thought to reflect on how are we, again, going back to fit, how are we building the quality of relationship with the Father? He does desire and love when we give him words of affirmation, words of praise and thanksgiving. He does love when we sacrifice our own time and ourselves to do helpful things for him and his purposes. He does love when we give a cheerful gift to him, like receiving gifts. And I can imagine that he, as he's demonstrated, even with Adam, he loves quality time. And he loves to be close to us. Think about this. The God of the universe comes down to earth to walk and talk with his son, Adam. And he desires this for Pastor Andre, for Pastor Doug, for anyone listening. He desires that closeness. And so I can only imagine, just based upon his demonstration of his actions, if we look at not just his words, but his actions, he desires closeness. And so as we continue to build upon this aspect of walking with the Father, walking in the light, I want us to consider also what it means and look at his demonstrations of walking closely with us. What has he done? Well, the scripture says the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And so that is one aspect. Because we were separated in relationship, he has brought us close to Yeshua. So we need to look at what it means to walk closely with Yeshua, because he was given to us to bring us closer to the Father. So one of the scriptures I would like to go to today, Pastor Doug, if you can take us to John chapter 15, and we're going to start with verse 15. Now, let's start with verse 13. That's John chapter 15, starting with verse 13, and we're going to go all the way down to 15.
Okay, absolutely. All right. So it states, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you.
Amen. Now go ahead and read that in the Amplified.
Yes, sir. Sure. So in verse 13 in the Amplified, no one has greater love, no one has shown stronger affection than to lay down, give up his own life for his friends. You are my friends if you keep on doing the things which I command you to do. I do not call you servants, slaves, any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, working out. But I have called you my friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. I have revealed to you everything that I have heard and or learned from him. Amen.
Amen. I love this scripture. This is one that Rabbi has brought out to illustrate what I will call the different groups describing humanity, if you will. And I'll start it with this way. There are three categories which describe a relationship with the Father. And here he's talked about two of them. He's talked about a servant and the relationship that servant has with the master or the Father. And he's talked about a friend here and what distinguishes a friend from a servant. And the other category, which is not mentioned in this one here, but we understand as we the closest type of relationship that you can have is being the closest is a spouse, a bride. And I believe it's in Isaiah where it talks about I have for you a name that's greater than sons or daughters. And that is describing the bride aspect. Now, those are three categories, if you will, that describe relationship with the Father. So outside of the construct of those three, we have heathen. A heathen is someone who has no relationship with God, does not know anything about God, and or lives in such a way. That's a better way to describe it. Because even with these categories, you could perhaps be a friend but still act like a servant. Or let me say it this way. You can have met the qualifications to be a bride but still act like a servant, act like you don't know what your father is doing. And I guess the more severe of it would be to have met the qualifications of a bride but then just to simply act as a friend, or even worse, to act simply as a servant. If you can imagine that picture, Pastor Doug, what is that? How do you feel when I say that? What is your response to that phrase there? You can be a bride, but act like a friend or act like a servant.
Oh, it brings remorse. It brings my heart kind of falls. In other words, you've tasted the goodness and kindness of him, and then you've fallen back, or you've been disobedient, or what have you. And, you kind of turned off the relationship, so to speak. Mm. So that kind of makes me feel sad.
That phrase you just said there hit me hard. You've turned off the relationship. And it says it here. Yahushua says it himself here in verse 14. He says, "You are my friends if you keep on doing the things which I command you to do." And that's very interesting, because the way I see it, these categories, it's not a replacement. They're supposed to build upon one another, because we are still supposed to live as bondservants to Messiah. So that's a foundation, and he's given us the pleasure of being a friend and to understand what it means to be a friend. And then on top of that, you know, if you look at a marriage. Should be accentuated on top of a friendship, you know? So we should be looking at ourselves as having progressed through these stages, not replacing them, but to build upon them. And when you consider that there is still a friendship aspect to your relationship, that should be integral to this whole thing. So how do you build a friendship? You know, it may sound simple, but talking about it in this context should help us understand what we need to do to build and grow closer with Yah. And part of that is that friendship aspect. Now, what I think is so interesting is Yeshua says here, he gives you the essence of what it means to be his friend. And he says, to be my friend, you do what I command you to do. And, you know, we talk about love, and love is so often misunderstood and miscommunicated in our culture today, because we have taken on Western and Greco-Roman concepts of love, which they've had multiplicity of words to describe or try to describe love. But in the Hebraic mindset, we understand, even from 1 John, if you'll go there real quick with me, 1 John chapter 5, the love of the Father, again, is comprised of this keeping of commandments. So we have this aspect of love and this aspect of friendship in keeping the commandments. So let's go there real quick. 1 John chapter 5, and we're going to start with, go through from 2 to 3.
Amen. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Amen. You can go ahead and do the amplified on that real quick.
Sure. By this we come to know, recognize, and understand that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commands, orders, charges, when we keep his ordinances and are mindful of his precepts and his teachings. For the true love of God is this, that we do his commands, keep his ordinances, and are mindful of his precepts and teaching, and these orders of his are not irksome, burdensome, oppressive, or grievous.
That's good. So here we have a major component. We've talked about this. Rabbi has talked about this, how important it is to keep the commandments of God. Now, what's interesting is one of the euphemisms that God has used throughout the scripture as far as keeping his commandments and being kept and maintaining that fit place is he uses the phrase, walk before me, or walk before me blamelessly. And so here we come back to this whole walk aspect, to walk out the path, to walk the path that God has set for us, the straight and narrow. He wants to walk with us on that path. How do we know that? Well, first of all, he's given us the path, but then he's also given us his word, and he's given us his Holy Spirit. And I love this. Going back to what we've discussed in the past as far as the helpers, the Torah, the word of God on one hand, and the Holy Spirit on the other hand, are given to help us walk the path. So we don't lean too far to the left or too far to the right, but we walk that straight and narrow. And here we have another example of this love. We're going to go real quick to Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 1, talking about the giving of the Holy Spirit and the purpose of it. And again, I want you to keep this in context of relationship. Go ahead, Pastor Doug.
Sure, give me 1 second.
You're fine.
Philippians, chapter 2, verse 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, verse 1, if there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, any bowels and mercies.
Go ahead, read the next verse 2. I'm sorry.
In verse 2, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Is that what you needed? Or?
That's there. The main phrase I was looking for, and I should have looked for more context, but it was that fellowship with the Spirit. Because fellowship is another word that describes relationship. And so what we're seeing now is a picture of a relationship with the plurality of Yah in such a way that it should increase in our intimacy with him. Relationship with the plurality of Yah. So again, Holy Spirit is on one aspect, that fellowship with him, okay, should help us and lead us towards being of one mind with him, to have his mind, to get rid of this worldly thinking and to be renewed in our mind. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit is a component of that. Well, what's the other side? The Word. Well, who is the Word? What is the Word? That's John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. We understand that Yahushua is the Word of God. And so relationship with him is another component to keeping us in the relationship with the Father. It's another component of walking with the Father. So now, it's not just walking and feeling God's presence, but it's walking in such a way where we are cognizant. And this is convicting, Pastor Doug, because I'm realizing how much I haven't thought like this. But we need to be thinking in a way that we are intentionally engaging in walking in the light, walking with a renewed mind, meditating the word, like we said in Psalms chapter 1, meditating day and night. Psalms chapter 1 really is the best metaphor for what we're talking about, because we're desiring to have the delight of the Lord in us and through us. But now we're realizing it's having relationship, quality time with the Father through a friendship with Jesus and a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We can't pick and choose and take one out of context, because then we miss the richness of what the rest bring to the whole thing. And I guess, the main vision I see is that road and us being held firmly together on the right and the left as we're walking with the Father, walking before him. Pastor, what are your thoughts?
I think it's very critical to see that, you know, he goes before us. You know, he's our rear guard. He's our side guard. And he's,
amen.
You know, he is our armor. And so as we walk in him, it's learning to trust him regardless of what's ahead of us. And, you know, it's sort of like the scripture talks about forgetting what lies behind but pressing forward. And so that's the most, a lot of scriptures, I don't know where they are, but like the walk of Emmaus and just trusting and having his heart burn within us. And that's, and it takes time, it takes relationship, it takes being a servant, being a friend, and ultimately a bride. That's
amen.
What I see.
Amen. I have one more scripture and then we'll go to our worship today. But if you can go to John chapter 14, verses 16 through 17. We can see again the actions of the Father, his desire for us to be close to him through what he says here. If you could go ahead and read that in both King James and Amplified, please.
Sure. John 14, 16 and 17. Get focused here. Okay. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may be able that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And, of course, in the Amplified 16. And I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to his heart, because he does not see him or know or recognize him, but ye know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. Amen.
Amen. So this week's challenge is not just walking with Yah, but being cognizant or at least taking a moment to recognize your relationship with Yeshua and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And together with these, we will grow in maturity, spiritual maturity, and it will... I love how it says it here, Pastor Doug. It said he's our counselor, he's our helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. And so we need to build that relationship. Going back to, again, the five love languages, look at how we can interact with the Father and the plurality of Yah in that manner. Again, it was words of affirmation. It was receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch, which I will call closeness. And so we want to endeavor to, again, be transformed into the image not only of our Messiah, but to reflect the character of our Father in growing in these ways. And so I'll leave us with that today as we continue on this relationship with the plurality of Yah. So Pastor Doug, we'll go ahead and enter in with the worship to war through and to connect with Yah.
Amen and amen.
If you are for me, who can be against me? nothing can stand against the power of our God. In almighty fortune, you go before. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. In almighty fortune, you go before.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen, when I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me. When I let go, hold me again. When I don't feel like I'm worth defending, when I'm tired of my pretending, hold on to me. When I stop to break in desperation, underneath the weight of expectation, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I
even that last song there, it cries out for that quality closeness to be held by our Father. to be held in his presence. And too often we wait till we are hurting, waiting till we are, there's no other option. That's when we reach out to call upon our relationship. But we need to consider all of the grandeur and the glorious comfort that is there, not just when we're in need, but every day. Father, we ask that you hold on to us right now, Lord, that you would manifest your presence, comfort us right now. Be that strength where we need it. Be that support, that help. We invite you right now to hold on to us.
Your presence is my friend. Where are you? never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the winds that call me out. You would cross an ocean.
I'm already loved
more than I could imagine.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, that your presence is our greatest weapon, that your presence is also our greatest protection. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you are beyond what we can ask, think, or imagine according to your power. You are forever enough, always enough, more than enough. You've demonstrated countless times your desire for love and intimacy with us. Father, help us to reciprocate. Help us to entreat you with your love languages. Father, words of affirmation through adoration, giving you praise, the offering of thanksgiving, the sacrifice of praise. Father, let us entreat you. Father, we entreat you right now. We call upon you, Father, because we desire you for who you are. You are more than enough. You are always enough, forever enough. Father, we love you. Help us to demonstrate our love in our action.
Let our worship rise in this place right now. Lift your voices in one accord. Sing a beautiful song to the Father. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, my soul. My father's being worshipped.
are descending upon this place. The angels are descending upon this place. It's heavenly. Oh, it's heavenly. Angels are descending.
Angels are descending.
Father's being worshipped. My Father's being worshipped
in this place.
My Father's being worshipped in this place.
My Father's being worshipped in this place.
It's heavenly. It's heavenly. Oh,
it's heavenly.
One more time, my Father's being worshipped.
My Father's being worshipped in this place. My Father's being worshipped in this place. My Father's being worshipped.
We place you on the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We place you high above. Thank you.
Now, wherever you are, just lift up your hands. If you want to stand, go ahead and stand. But let's go ahead and give God praise and deliverance. So lift him in the highest place. Above all else. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for even the word that you're speaking to us, because this playlist was not even planned with what we had to share today. But Father, we recognize your desire for you to be intimate with us. We recognize your desire for us to come before you, to build an altar right here in our hearts, wherever we may be at this moment. Father, help us to grow in intimacy. Authentic intimacy with you, authentic relationship with the plurality of Yah. Father, we thank you for giving us your Son, and that you have called us not just friends, but for, as you've laid out and demonstrated the path for us to become closer than friends. Father, we thank you for that. As we've stepped, for those of us who have stepped into that, we thank you for that. Thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit and have not left us, but have desired that we may be comforted and strengthened and helped in a tangible way. And Father, in areas where we need a miracle, Father, I am thankful, Father, that you have allowed us to entreat you, for you to manifest yourself for us, to show yourself strong. And again, I can't get that phrase out of my mind. Forever enough, always enough, more than enough. More than we can ask or think, according to your power. To him be glory in the church, in the assembly, and in Messiah Yahushua. Amen and amen. Now, Pastor Doug, I'll pass it to you for any of your closing thoughts, and if you would go ahead and outro us out as well.
Yes, so thank you, Pastor Andre. Yeah, it just seems like the more you worship, the more intimate it becomes, and you're more settled, and you're refocused, so to speak, because we all are busy. We all have our things we have to do today, and so on and so forth. But excellent time just to be still and know that he is Yah. Amen. Amen. So
Amen.
If this is your first time listening to Maintaining Our Fit Status, we'd like to welcome and thank you for joining us. Whether you're listening live or via our podcast, we're glad that you've taken the time to engage in the study of Yah's word to discern the signs of the times. As a reminder, this broadcast is an outreach of Congregation Beth Hashem here in Durham, North Carolina. If you have questions or would like to receive our weekly newsletter or simply desire to leave an encouraging word, please email us at office@bethhashem.org. To find out more about us, visit our website at www.bethhashem.org. That's BETHHASHEM.org. You can also find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Beth Hashem Ministries. If you're hungry for more and desire a deeper understanding of the Hebraic roots of our faith, our college, Zaka University, which is Z-A-K-K-A-H, University of Learning, offers courses in Messianic Apologetics and Biblical Jewish Studies at courses.bethhashem.org. Finally, tithes and offerings can be made via Cash App at http://www.cashapp.com/$BethHashem. And for those of you who have generously given, we say a hearty thank you. Amen, amen. I'd like to do the after Torah blessing in Yahushua's mighty name.
Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher natan lanu toret emet. Vachaye olam natah bitokenu. Baruch atah Yahuwah noten haTorah. Blessed are you, Yahuwah, our Yah, King of the universe, who gave us the Torah of truth and set our everlasting life in our midst. Blessed are you, Yahuwah, giver of the Torah. Eres bendecido, Yahuwah, nuestro Dios, rey del universo. No has dado la Torah de la verdad, y poner vida eterna en medio de nosotros, se bendiga, Yahuwah, dador de la Torah.
Amen and amen. And Pastor Andre, I pass it back over to you, sir, for our closing prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Doug. Heavenly Father, right now, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for every good thing that you've done for us, Father. We also thank you for bringing us through the difficult times. And, Father, we thank you for also bringing us to a place, Father, where we know that we can be content, Father, knowing that you will bring us through no matter what situation or circumstance we may find ourselves in. So, Father, we thank you today. We bless your holy name. We pray, Father, for protection for all those listening and their families. Father, we pray, Lord, that you go before us and scatter our enemies to make our path straight, to illuminate our pathway before us. Be our shield and our butler. Be on every side of us. Keep us on the path that we may not turn to the left nor to the right, but that we'll follow you up the straight and narrow. We give you thanks. We glorify you today in Yahushua's name. Amen. And to everyone listening, shalom to you and to your households in Yahushua's name. Amen. Shalom.